So what happens if you're practicing being an intuitive eater and distracting thoughts come in? Just like in yoga and meditation, the same thing will happen as you're working on the practice of being an intuitive eater. And in today's episode, I'm going to walk you through exactly what to do to help you when that happens. So let's go to the show. You're listening to Healthy Mompreneurs Get Wealthy podcast with Kathy Richards, RD. As a registered dietitian with over 20 years of experience, I've helped thousands of people get healthier and ultimately wealthier. And now it's your turn, busy mompreneur. In this podcast, I'll be sharing with you my self-love journey back to health after years of stress and challenges, including living with a spouse with mental illness, suffering a concussion, and living with post-concussion syndrome, illnesses in my family, a death in my family, divorce, and more illnesses in my family, and all this with three kids under the age of 9. If anyone can show you how to thrive and not just survive through challenges and setbacks, it's me. Okay, so welcome back for episode 41. Today I'm going to talk about distracting thoughts and what happens when those come in. And it's going to build on the I Eat practice, which was a scripted activity that I talked about back in episode 40. So if you haven't listened to that, you may want to go back and take a listen. What's been going on over here? I've been MIA for a while. That happens. You know, I had no voice. The kids have been sick a little bit more often than usual. Other, you know, challenges always pop up, right? So all that to say is I'm human and I don't make myself wrong. So I haven't been here, but I still know that this information is going to be helpful for you. So I'm back and I'm going to be as consistent as I can possibly be. Been taking care of lots of clients. Had some space open up in my calendar today. So I took that as a sign from the universe to get back to sharing this content with you. And if you find it helpful or if you have any questions, please, please respond. Send me a message on Instagram. I'm happy to help you and answer any specific questions that you have on intuitive eating and, you know, offer some training around that on Instagram as well. All right. So in the last episode, I talked about the scripted I Eat practice, which is a way to walk through and think about all the different sensory things that are happening when we eat, right? So we're thinking about the sight, the smell, the touch, the sound, how it felt in your mouth, and then how it tasted, right? So we walked through, and I encouraged you during that episode to record yourself saying the script so you could listen to yourself while you were practicing that activity. But what happens, and this is a question that I get, what happens when there's distractions, right? So life is busy, you know, and it's quite common for people to be multitasking and eating while they're doing other things. So, you know, pull it back and think about trying to eat intuitively at one meal of the day. Maybe it's a meal where you're by yourself, so it's a bit easier to focus and you can really try to eat without distraction. But what happens when those thoughts about the day come in? It's kind of like, you know, when you're starting a meditation practice and all these thoughts are coming through. And quite often it happens to me when I'm in a hypnosis session as well. Like before I really get into it, there's still like kind of thoughts floating by, like about, oh, I forgot to pay that bill or I forgot to get that library book. And, you know, there has to be an intentional focus to let those thoughts go. And it's the same thing if you're practicing the I Eat. Before you go to do the activity where you're going to sit and mindfully eat your food, pick a sensory thing that you're going to focus on. So then when those distracting thoughts come, you can go back and you can focus on the taste of the food. Or you can go back and focus on how does this feel in my mouth, right? What's the mouth feel like? Be prepared to repeat the steps often where you're going to let that thought go. Then you're going to come back to that one sense. But it's just the practice of getting used to that, right? So things aren't interfering with the enjoyment of the process. Okay, so the other thing that you can think about, they study, there's a field of studying pleasure, and they've looked at the concept of pleasantness as it's important in influencing food choices. So this is kind of neat because they actually look at the pleasantness of a food, how it influences our food choice, and how it influences the amount of food consumed. So it's something called the sensory specific satiety. And they've done studies, they find it occurs within 2 minutes after consumption of a single food when there's been little opportunity for digestion and absorption. And it's specific for the sensory aspects of the food. Okay, so the thing is, if you're eating mindfully, you'll begin to notice when that moment of sensory specific satiety sets in. So, for example, when your taste buds begin to be desensitized to the taste, at that moment you might notice that it doesn't taste as good as it did when you first bit into it. And that encompasses that by evaluating the sensual qualities of food, you can identify and determine when that pleasantness decreases. So, how I describe this to my clients is, you really want that piece of chocolate cake or ice cream or whatever. I love chocolate, so it's always going to be a chocolate experience for me. But like after your couple bites in, sometimes that's all you need. Like if you're really in an intuitive eating mindset, sometimes it's only a couple of bites and then you are satisfied. That is really cool. And that is a sensory specific satiety. So you guys can practice this. Typically, you have more than one food at a meal. So if you want to practice this, I would do it with just one food. And you want to do it when you're moderately hungry. So you don't want to do this when you're starving. So maybe you've had like some type of a meal, but you've not overeaten. So you still feel a bit moderately hungry. And then you can try this, and it's going to happen with one food. So you're going to notice the time. You're going to begin to eat slowly and mindfully. As you continue eating, ask yourself the following questions. Has the flavor diminished? Does it still smell as good? And is the texture and the appearance still appealing? Okay, so when you notice that the pleasantness of the food has lessened, note that time to see how many minutes have passed and play with it. It's kind of fun to see is it that 2 minute mark that they talk about when they did the research, and some of that goes back to 1986. So it's not new. We know that we should get pleasure and satisfaction and enjoyment from food, right? That's part of this process of becoming an intuitive eater. But how neat is it that we can actually like identify how far into a food that that would happen? So repeat this exercise, but this time serve yourself a meal with a variety of foods. Does it take longer for the pleasantness of the meal to diminish when there is a variety of food, and how many minutes does it take? Okay, so with this, you'll be able to find that by stopping at the point where it diminishes, you can walk away from the meal comfortable and satisfied. And your body, remember our bodies are smart. So over time, our bodies will get that balanced nutrition that it needs and allow us to kind of stop at that point as well. If you choose to do the sensory specific satiety practice, let's try to do it when we've already had some food and we're not, in that stage of hunger where we've skipped our food all day because we know we're going to go out and eat, right? Because that never sets us up to make those choices or have the awareness that we want, right? If we start to eat when we're at that ravenous stage. Okay, so that's where I'm going to leave it. My episodes are short and sweet. I want you guys to try this. Let me know how it goes. Let me know about the I eat, the scripted activity that I walked through in episode 40. And then I'm going to come back and continue on with principle number 6. And we're going to talk about the satisfaction around a meal, the eating environment, and how those things influence as well. And I have some good news. If you've been waiting to get into a peer pod in my high touch group support program for women who are ready to ditch diets and embrace food freedom using intuitive eating, I have pods opening in May. And I've expanded the time to try to help my listeners in different time zones. Mondays, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Wednesdays, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and Wednesdays 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So that will help, you know, my early morning Wednesday will help some of my listeners in the UK. My late time on Monday will help some people over in Australia and stuff. So I'm picking these times how it works for my schedule, but I also want to be able to satisfy your schedule as well. So if you're ready to come into a peer pod with 9 of your new best friends who are on this journey to getting, you know, off diets, learning how to listen to their body, being able to show that great example to their kids, then come on over. You can look at my website. The program is expansion. So if you go on the main page, it's down. It's on the left-hand side when you get to the middle part of the page with how to work with me. All right, if you have any questions, as usual, send them over. And I will see you guys next time for episode 42.